Sometimes, to know where you are, you have to look at where you were. This short episode is a quick reflection on where I started this show and where I am now, and what seems to have changed. Did I change, or did the world around me change? Would I be the same if the world didn't change? That seems to be on the line of what is the sound of one hand clapping. The Eating Liberty Podcast, episode 250, Food and Freedom, Once a Week for Life. Hello folks, Stan Reed here. Welcome back to the podcast. This is a shorter episode. This odd holiday week had us rafting on the Deschutes River Rapids on Tuesday. That was fun. It was fun. One very exciting class 4 rapids and a few class 3 and then 1s and 2s, which were also fun for different reasons. The scenery was spectacular and the weather was perfect. Then Thursday, we were outdoors again. A tip from a former Florida boy. When you're on the water, wear sunscreen or long sleeves and long pants. 250 shows. Man, that seems pretty good. I'm not sure where I intended to go with this when I started it back some 5 years ago in September. I was pretty sure baking and cooking content and talking to food people, but it frankly was sort of invented on a whim. It seems kind of like fiction novels to have taken on a life of its own somewhat. I'm still somewhat in charge of that, but a lot of the things that were of interest and are of interest have been topics on the show. So I've covered economics and politics and food policy. The show with Brandon, the knife guy, that still is an interesting show. I just learned more about knife making that I never knew about. And the Escoffier series, I like that. That's fun. We've done health and fitness. I'm going to continue with the Escoffier series. I like doing it. It's sound cooking. It's foundational for me. It's setting myself on firm footing culinarily, and I like having that. I like having that. It's a base for me, and I like sharing that. I've wondered what stands out to me over the time of this show, some 5 years or so, I mentioned that. What if it seems really impressive? I think the past 3 years have had unintended consequences in society that are just now starting to be considered. Now, in particular, homesteading might be the biggest change recently. Now, this is not a fact-based comment, but just from the number of accounts I see on social media, it is entirely possible that I'm seeing more homesteading reels and videos and pages because I'm looking at homesteading pages. Also, foraging seems to be on the increase, and with that, a rejection of a dependence on the commercial food system. Now, there are a lot of reasons to want to break free from commercial food. The very recent development of lab-grown meat is a pretty significant one. I'll have to look more into that, but it seems Bill Gates has his hands in that, and his credibility seems shot, pun intended, these last 3 years. Jason Bassler joined me recently to discuss forever chemicals. I've been looking into that some more and it's pretty depressing. Then there are the food additives in our packaged goods, and that's also depressing. I might start a series on food chemical ingredients. Maybe some episodes would be standalone shows, and sometimes it would just be a portion of a different episode, because frankly, I don't know what I'm going to find. I have one in mind that will probably be an episode all by itself, and sometimes maybe what I can find is little, and so that remains to be seen. I don't know that part. The commercial food system brings me to homesteading. It's kind of a circle that way. It seems there are loads of ways to start homesteading. A small backyard garden is a place to start, and then maybe some chickens. Living things can be an expense. Not just the animals, but the feed and the enclosure and the replacement costs and maybe vet bills or at least some medicine. Chickens might bring predators, at least looking for an easy score, and predators in a place where they maybe aren't also brings unintended consequences. Even with those burdens, raising chickens for eggs or chickens for meat seems a next step in the homesteading adventure. We are entertaining the ideas of chickens for eggs. We have to, it's a lot to consider. It's possible you've not seen lots of homesteading videos in your social media feeds. I'm as entertained as anyone else by social media. It seems to do two things simultaneously, and it does them exceedingly well. It brings the edges of the world closer while closing you off from most of the rest of the world. Do you like Biden or do you hate Biden? Well, you'll get content tailored exactly to either of those preferences. Like cat videos and don't like gardening? No problem. Meow. I'm going to torture this analogy that social media is as Plato's cave. People see what they prefer, and that algorithm knows that they prefer this thing, so that's what they see more of. It's kind of a closed loop. Anything that happens to make its way through that closed loop is contrary to my perceived reality and is then rejected and vilified and is called all kinds of names and cannot be tolerated. If you don't think that that's true, go hang out on Twitter for about 5 minutes. For irony on top of irony, you have to use the internet to find the not mainstream news that is not plastered all over the internet. The content exists. You first have to know that it exists, then you have to know where to find it. Both of those things are an immense challenge. Now that seems like a really big leap from homesteading. It might be, but the path seems clear enough. Obey your overlords. Food has been given the seal of approval by the overlords. It must come from reliable, approved sources. Now, that's not a terrible idea. When the government decides who is a reliable source, and then also warns you about hundreds of E. coli cases in a dozen different states from meat sold from an approved source, you sort of have to start to wonder, do they know what they're doing? You may accept that as a rhetorical question heavily influenced by the last 3 years. So what that means for upcoming episodes is probably more homesteading and probably more bashing on the USDA. I actually kind of like doing that too. but I also want to keep in on the Escoffier series. I think health and fitness, well, that's going to kind of tie in with those chemicals in our cans and packets of food, isn't it? There's a lot of interplay and interrelation between what we eat and how we feel. And seed oils will figure heavily into that also. I want to follow up on an episode with Luke Tatum I did a few months back. Luke came on to talk about becoming your own banker and taking full control of your financial future. That also means not playing the banking game with the banking system. He wrote a book, Between the Lies, about how to do that. Perhaps the most impressive detail about the book are how the banking industry functions and how that function can harm your savings. There are a few things to consider when taking on such a change, and for that I recommend Luke's book. It's a big change. The plan he suggests works for every member of your family and is an excellent way to secure your children's financial future or your grandchildren's future. They'll never need to hold hat in hand asking the bank's permission to borrow cash. You can also get off the credit score merry-go-round. You don't need that nonsense. Financial freedom from the system. Now that's a freedom everyone needs. All right, folks, that's going to do it. It was a long week and a short amount of time, and sometimes this is how we do things. I'll put a link to Luke's book on the show notes page, culinarylibertarian.com/250. What do you think of the idea of a book review section on the show? Maybe once a month, review a book that I've read. And it wouldn't always be economics, which is what Luke's book is. It could be, it would probably be U.S.-based of some kind, but maybe history. Let me know. I hope you had a fantastic week, and I'll see you again soon.
Music for the Culinary Libertarian Podcast is provided by Matthew Bankert at mattbankert.com.